Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We're here live and in living color once again on Sunday. And naturally, the first thing we always talk about, love. Because if you don't know how to love each other, how are you going to get along with the family? How are you going to get along in the community? How are you going to come together as a group if you don't know how to actually love each other? I remember Yeshua, whom you call Jesus, he said that we need to love our enemies. I first heard that, I said, man, you got to be out your mind. Here we are trying to kill each other, you want me to love you? It don't make sense. But then, when I learned what love really was, it made plenty of sense. Love is the act that makes others feel good. So if you have an enemy and every act that you commit towards him makes him feel good, eventually he might not be your enemy, okay? And this is a good way to turn enemies into friends. Because a lot of times an enemy can be a little splinter. If you harass the enemy, you'll turn that splinter into a thorn, you know? So I think learning what love is, learning how to love, I think is very important. But today's show is not about love. So, yes, excuse me, it's been a long day. Today's show is not about love. It's about health. So we're going to be talking about health today, you know. But remember, if you're going to commit an act, if you don't make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. It's just that simple, okay? And it's not, how do you say, it's not difficult. Not a difficult thing to deal with, you know. But you have to figure out why we're having so much trouble with each other and our family and everything else, while we can't stay together in relationships. Most of the guys don't know the girls. Most of the girls don't know the guys. I was out shopping the other day with my daughter, and I bought this shirt that was extra large. She said, "You sure that's extra large for you?" I said, "Yeah, yeah, that works." I got it home. It was just a little bit too short on the sleeves. The collar was fine, but the sleeves were too short. So she knew better what I was supposed to wear better than me. And I don't know her size, I don't know nothing. The other day I asked her what her shoe size was. She told me eight in men's and 10 in women. I said, okay. I'm just learning what her shoe size is, and I want to get together, but I got to ask a little questions, you know. I don't know how she's going to feel if I ask her her clothes size, especially if I have to ask her what size bra she wear. She might look at me a little strange. But I'm just realizing that I actually don't know my daughter, you know. Favorite colors have changed. The cartoons she likes has changed, you know. I mean, things have changed with her, and I don't even know her because I haven't been asking her the little small things that you really need to know about your mate, you know, when you first get involved. So I'm going to have to, when we get together, every time we get together, I'm asking all of them little small things. And the first thing I always start with when I ask them to get to know them a little better, because I haven't been actually loving them. I've been their dad, taking care of them, but I actually been loving them. And when I realize that I actually don't even know my children, It sort of hit me in a certain kind of way, you know, because my little things that you knew when they were small, now that they're grown, you don't know those things. And you really have to go relive with your children to find out these little small things so that you can begin to love her. You know, she took me shopping, and so I bought her some things to make a fruit smoothie with, because I know that she likes a fruit smoothie. But as I was buying it, I really didn't know what type of food she liked. You know what I mean? So I had to get into that as well, but it worked out pretty good. Now, we're talking about health today, okay? You know, we get too much out of love. We're talking about health. Now, here's a big question. Why you eat determines what you eat. You know, we don't think about it like that, you know, because, see, that's a conscious question. You have unconscious questions, and you have conscious questions. When you ask a person an unconscious question, you ask them what kind of diet you're on, you know? unconscious question. So I would say, well, I'm not on a diet. But if you're eating, you're on a diet. Maybe a bad or good diet, who knows? But if you're eating, you're on a diet. It's just that simple. So, a conscious question is like, that's the one I'm asking right now. Why? Why are you eating? Most of us don't actually know why we're eating, don't know the purpose of taking in nutrition and what we're supposed to be eating on a day-to-day basis. We actually don't know because we've never asked the question, why am I eating? Well, some people are eating to lose weight. Some people are eating to gain weight, okay? Some people are eating because they know if they don't eat, they're going to die. So they just stuff it in their mouth or anything they can get their hands on. And the female, they diet, it's not a bad diet if you're eating the right things for all three meals, you know? But this breakfast, lunch, and dinner mindset that they have the people in, oh, my goodness. What a terrible diet that they have set up. Excuse me. This is why most of us are actually, by the time we get 40 and our 50s, we're on some type of medication. I think the diet was designed for pharmaceutical industry so they can make money. Everybody on some kind of pill, you know? And folks that's over 65, we tend to let ourselves get out of shape. We don't exercise more. We get that little belly, you know. I call it a little booty belly. And we don't try to get that belly down, but that's the first sign that your health is deteriorating when that little belly starts getting fat, you know. Arteries start clogging up. Things start going wrong, but you don't pay it no mind because it's just natural to you that your belly is getting a little fat. But you want to work on that belly and get that down because you got to remember now, your immune system is in your gut, all right? So the healthier your gut is, the better everything is. Now, we're looking at the outside when I talk about a fat belly, but the belly don't get fat from the outside. It gets fat from the inside, all right? So you need to relive while you're eating. Now, let's talk about a good reason to eat. Every 7 years, the body replaces every molecule in the body. So if you're eating to create that perfect molecule, then you would be in a perfect health because the natural lifespan, I know most of you don't know this or don't believe it because of the crap they've been telling you all your life, but the natural lifespan of a human being is 999 years. That's how long you're supposed to live. It's no coincidence that generation after generation, we're living longer and longer and longer. Well, the expectation was 65 at one time. Now it's 75. Now they want to kick it up to 85. They want to change Social Security because too many people are living, and they got to spend all this money on them, and they don't want to do that. You know, the 1%, they don't want to give you nothing back once they get it, you know? I mean, ooh, that's the mindset that they're under. But it's no coincidence that generation after generation, we're living longer and longer and longer, okay? A lot of it's because we're becoming more wiser about the mistakes in eating that our ancestors made in the past, and we're beginning to overcome that with information. We're studying more, we're researching more, trying to figure out what the heck is going on and why we're so sick and why we can't live, we can't see, our teeth are falling out. I'm telling you, I've been on YouTube, I found a couple of things about your teeth. You don't have to get, if you got a couple of cavities, you don't have to get the teeth pulled. There's something in your mouth that's causing the teeth to decay. And they have this thing called oil pulling, right? And it's sort of that bacteria out that caused the teeth to decay, and your teeth will begin to get healthy. I have one tooth. Well, I got a couple too, really, but we're not just going to talk about one of them. It had a hole in it where it was hurting everything. And the minute I started that regimen, the enamel is actually beginning to grow back. So your enamel can grow back on your teeth. Now, once you got your teeth pulled, all them dentures in there, I don't care how much oil you pour, right? That teeth ain't coming back. Or that tooth is not going to come back. It's in the trash someplace, you know? So what I am saying is that while you're eating, it's very important. because I deal with the if you put the proper ingredients in the oven, every time at the right temperature, that cake is going to come out perfect every time. Start switching up the ingredients, and the cake is not going to come out right. So the 1% realized this. So most of us was raised on the Bible and know a lot about the Bible. And Genesis is telling you herbs and bearing seeds were given to you for meat. Okay? These things were given to you for meat. They flipped the script. They got us calling flesh meat, but flesh is not meat according to our ancestors, okay? I read the Bible, but I don't deal with it as a religious book. I deal with it as a history book left to our ancestors to help us be wise. Wisdom is not making the same mistake over and over and over, okay? If you learn the history of the ancestors and what they have done and what they didn't do, the mistakes they made, boy, we'd have been doing that. We, as a black community, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in right now, you know? Let our guard down. We stop funneling money into that military. You notice every so often they kick the cost of the military up because they have to keep the strongest military on the planet in order to stay the strongest country on the planet. Because, you know, all the thieving, robbing, and murdering, and killing that the United States did, there's a whole lot of people around the planet would like to kick their teeth out, but they keep their strong military up so that you won't be able to do that. Now, they study this Bible profusely to make sure that the mistakes that we made, they're not making. Because, you know, you guys used to rule the whole world. And everywhere that they went, you were already there, you know? And from that point, even though they don't tell you that you were there, because they come upon the land like they're the first ones to ever see it. 80 million people living on this continent, and here they come talking about, look what we found. It's absolutely amazing. I don't want to get too far off the track, because we're talking about this diet. We're talking about food. Now, what I like to do is read something to you right quick, just to give you an idea. What I'm trying to get at is that all of the ingredients in the Bible work in the Bible. Well, I'm quoting the Bible. All the ingredients in the Bible work together, and each ingredient needs the other ingredient to make the perfect cell. Because this is why we're eating. We should be eating to make the perfect cell. If you make the perfect cell, even if you exercise properly, you will get your muscle mass that you need without getting cancer, because too much protein will give you cancer. Cancer is a protein derivative. I'm telling it straight up. And you eat too much protein. The body only needs 23 grams of protein a day. That's like one scoop of tuna fish. You get one scoop of tuna fish, you got enough protein for the whole day. One chicken leg, the whole day. Now, we get up in the morning, they tell us to eat breakfast. We got bacon and eggs and grits and all this mucus form of food. And you got too much protein. Then you go to lunch. And you got a nice little turkey sandwich. You know, eat a couple of turkey sandwiches or a hoagie. More protein. Then you go to dinner. You got this 6 to 8 ounce steak on your plate. It's just too much protein. And what the body does, it creates something to eat the protein. The excess protein has to go somewhere. So it creates those cancer cells to eat that protein. And what happens when it runs out of protein? Your body is protein. So it begins to eat you. That's what the cancer does. It begins to tear you up because you're protein. Now, in order to reverse that process, right, you have to cut back on types of protein that you eat, and you have to go on what Dr. Sabi called a mucus-less diet. You have to stop consuming so much mucus. Because according to Dr. Sabi, I like this guy because he has a very nice approach to health. He said there's only one disease, and all the diseases are caused by mucus. If you stop eating mucus, all of the diseases are going away. He said, you're not, he said, if, this made me laugh when he said this. He said, if the body was supposed to be cut open and operated on, it would have a zipper on it. Ain't no zipper on it. So everything you're supposed to get rid of through the body. Through eating and working on your diet, you know. And one lady had a tumor, and a brain tumor, the tumor came out through her nose. No surgery whatsoever, right? So I like his approach. And if you're not familiar with Dr. Fabio, I suggest you go on YouTube and look him up. And you can listen to some of the things that he says and learn a little bit more about his history and what he has done and the people that he has cured and have helped, you know? And it'll make a big difference, okay? I think that I've been watching some of the shows now. They killed him, but they say he died from pneumonia, but they killed his brother, you know. They all of the icons, they knock them all off. We call them crucified saviors because they come to save us and give us things, but they, the 1% knock them off because they lose the money, you know. So I'm saying that to say, when these guys come out and start telling you information, start giving you stuff, try to get in as much as you can because it won't be long before they do something or say something to try to get these guys off the airwaves or where they can't, but they can't give you what they've been giving you, okay? Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to share with you just a little information. I'm not going to give you all of it because, you know, when you read and stuff, it gets a little boring, you know? But now we're going to start just with the main thing I was talking about. We're going to start with your proteins, right? Yeah, protein constitutes part of the structure of every cell, such as muscle, blood, bone, and it supports growth and maintenance of healthy body cells. It constitutes part of enzymes, some hormones, and body fluids, and antibodies that increase resistance to infection, okay? So protein is good. It helps stop infection, and it helps, it helps with the blood cells and things of that nature, you know? Now, what they list here as a good source of, what they list as source of the protein is meat, poultry, fish, dried beans and peas, cheese, eggs, and milk. A lot of mucus forming stuff, you know. And what people don't know is that vegetables, because I eat five vegetables every day, and these vegetables have protein in them, you know. So you don't need this massive amount of protein that they're telling you that you need, you know. My brother-in-law, he's my sensei. He developed a certain style of martial arts called Water Ray. His own style that he developed over the years. And he's talking about how much protein that he eat all the time. He might have a cancer, you know. And he's no longer with us. You know what I'm saying? So you can't eat too much protein because he wanted to build a muscle mass. You know, they get into this protein thing. And too much protein is definitely not good for you, okay? Now, we're talking about carbohydrates. Carbohydrates supplies energy so that protein can be used for growth and maintenance of body cells. Unrefined products supply fiber for regular elimination, assist, and fat utilization. Notice it says unrefined products. So a lot of the stuff, products that they are working on and doing different things for, actually it's no good for you. You know, you have to really be careful of what you're eating now. Some of the sources that they list are for carbohydrates are cereal, potatoes, dried beans, rice, corn, bread, sugar, whole grain, fruits, vegetables, supplies 4 calories per gram, major source of energy for central nervous system, okay? But you notice that the carbohydrates work with the protein. That's the point I'm getting at. And I can go through the whole thing. I'm only going to do two, maybe two, every time we come up with a health session, just to let you know that all of the ingredients work together to make the perfect cell. They enhance one another. So when you sit down to eat, you have to make sure that you have all of the ingredients that you need at the table, on your plate, when you're getting ready to eat. And this is something that we don't do. You know, we get up on this pyramid thing that they gave us in school, just getting us used to the pyramid cycle, you know. Meat, protein, dairy, on down the line. But a lot of the stuff you actually don't need because it's too mucus forming. And one of the things that I stipulate over and over and said, we need to give up the grass. I said, well, what's grass? We don't eat grass. Well, of course, the horticulturalists back during the time of Egypt, you know, and before, they cultivated things that come from grass, which is corn, rice, flour, and beans, okay? Corn, rice, flour, and beans. Those things you need to, not so much the beans, but the corn, rice, and flour. You know, you need to just cut them out of your diet, period. You know, oh, well, I don't know, I got to have my bread. And I know the feeling. I love bread. I can eat bread all day long, just bread by itself. I mean, me and bread, whew. But I don't eat bread no more, you know? Well, let me put it this way. I'm going to be honest about it. I don't eat bread that much, but I still do eat bread sometimes. But I don't eat bread that much. But if you're going to be healthy, you're going to eat healthy, you're going to be healthy, then you have to think in terms of why you're eating. Because it's so important that you eat the right foods, that you eat for the right reason. And if you're eating to create that perfect cell, trust me, your body will be in great shape. I mean, you'll be amazed at what's happening. Now, if you're over 65 and you got gray hair, right? And if you're eating the way I'm telling you to eat, that gray hair is going to start to go away because it's going away with me. My hair is turning black, you know? I'm 71 years old. I'm getting up there a little bit, you know? But I call myself 71 going on 60 because every day, when I eat, I'm not getting older like most people do. I'm actually getting younger. And let me go through the diet right quick just to give you an idea of what I eat. Okay, and I eat 5 vegetables. That would be broccoli, string beans, collard greens, and I don't know why the other ones are green peas. That's what I eat on a daily basis. I eat those 5 vegetables. Now, those 5 vegetables have a lack in vitamin A. So for the extra vitamin A, I use it in the seasonings. I use paprika or cayenne pepper. I don't use too much cayenne pepper because I don't like spicy food because it comes out of me the same way it goes in. So I actually don't like the spicy food that much. So I use the cayenne pepper because both of them are rich in vitamin A, the cayenne pepper and the paprika, okay? Now, also for season, I use turmeric. Turmeric is very healthy. You can go on YouTube, look this stuff up. I'm finding out, even more so than Wikipedia, I'm finding stuff on YouTube that's more informative than what I'm finding on Wikipedia. And I use Wikipedia used to be my first stop. Okay, so I use a paprika. I use sage, but now I don't use sage every day because it's suggested that you shouldn't use sage every day. So I don't use sage every day. But I do use the sage. I use sea salt. I cut the regular salt out of my diet. I only use sea salt, okay? what else do I use for seasoning? I use the balsamic vinegar. Not balsamic, but the apple cider vinegar. I forget the name of it, but it's a good vinegar to use. The name will come to me a little later on. It's called, it'll come to me in a couple of minutes. But I use that particular vinegar. I use olive oil, right? I put olive oil in there when I season my food. And I use, the name is starting to escape me, the season that I use, flaxseed. I don't use whole flaxseed. I use ground flaxseed. It seems to work a little better for me. Them little seeds when they cook up. It looks like, you know how when the flies and have their little babies and everything, they roll out and they got the little thing in there. That's what it looks like to me. So I use the ground flaxseed. Now, caution on flaxseed, don't use too much flaxseed in your food because flaxseed has an estrogen prohibitor that blocks it. So you don't want to, especially the guys, you don't want to use too much flaxseed, but flaxseed is very good for you. You can look all this stuff up and study it for yourself and find out exactly what's going on. Now, this is very important, especially for people over 50, okay? You can have thyroid problems and don't know it because it won't show up on a screen to have to deal with the blood work in the hospital, all right? And especially if your temperature's low, you know, you can't seem to keep the temperature up, you have, like, back pains all the time, you get hoarse a lot, the thyroid is very important. This is part of your upper digestive system. that they don't teach you about, you know, which is stuff that you need to know. 3 tablespoons of coconut oil every day, and that will help improve your thyroid, and it will, you know, you'll sleep better and everything else. Who knew, right? Coconut oil, wow. You know, if you get, best to get the organic coconut oil if you can, you know. I'm giving you things that work for me, all right? Now, you got to remember, everybody's body is different because we all didn't eat the same way growing up, all right? If you come from a farming family, then you eat a little different food or fresher, and you have more minerals and nutrients in the food than if you come from the city, you know, where you have access to McDonald's and Geno's and all those places, you know. So that coconut oil, it works. And oil pulling, right, to help your teeth. You take a tablespoon of oil, coconut oil, pull it in your mouth, and you switch it around for about 20 minutes. Now, that's a long time, but I do it every day, and I'm saying, oh, man, I spit this stuff out. But it helps, it kills the bacteria that cause your tooth decay. And whatever tooth that you have that are decaying, they will begin to heal themselves. Yes, your enamel can grow back. That's right. All the stuff that the teeth, all you have to do is cut back on certain foods and do the oil pulling, and teeth will come back. You have a big, beautiful smile. Because since I started the oil pulling, none of my teeth have not gotten worse. They've only gotten better, you know. And so I was going to get certain ones pulled out, but I decided not to. I'm just going to see if they will grow all the way back, which they seem to be doing, okay? So you can check this out for yourself, look it up, and see what's going on. You know, some say wheatgrass, but we're talking about grass. And me and Dr. Phoebe are on the same page with the grass. The grass is like, I wouldn't go there if I were you on the grass, okay? Now, if your hair is getting grayer and grayer and grayer, that means that you're not healthy. You're not eating properly. It's just a matter of time. You might make it to 80 or 90, but then the heart goes, just pop out and off you go, you know? So if you want to, if you get on this diet that I'm telling you, right? Now, even if you take one cup of each of these vegetables, you mix them all together, and all of a sudden, somebody put it on the same pot and cook it down. But I wouldn't cook the coconut oil with the food. I would use the vegetable oil. I meant the olive oil, and I use cold pressed olive oil, not regular olive oil. Cold pressed olive oil. You put that with the food. Cook that with the food. Then after the food is done, and like you pour the liquid off, then you put the 3 tablespoons of coconut oil in it when you eat. And that's all the coconut oil you'll need for the whole day, all right? And 68 to 69 nutrients that the body needs in those 5 vegetables, especially that collard greens. I mean, those were herbologists when we were slaves. They knew about that collard green. That collard green is absolutely amazing. But here's the trick with the collard greens. The structure of the collard green is so dense. By cooking it, boiling it in regular water, it don't break the collard green down like it should. That's why the farmers, they always tell you about the collard green juice. You know, if you can drink the collard green juice, it's just sometimes more healthy for you to eat natural collard green if you don't cook it properly. But I suggest when you cook the collard greens, put it in a steam pot. I forget the name of the pots. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I guess it's been a long day. But you put it in one of those pressure cookers, and that will break the structure of the greens down so the greens will be more digestible to the body. And what you get out of that is just absolutely amazing, you know, health-wise, okay? So those are some of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention, but boy, I got to talking and almost missed the mention. You know, I talk the talk, so I have to walk the walk. We're supposed to be helping each other, and people that have shows and are doing things, we should mention to them what's going on and help them out with the show, especially if you like the show yourself. Also, those who want to have a comment, if you have something to say, you can push 1, and it will let me know that you have something to say and that you want to talk, or you can just give a shout-out, whatever you want to do. And I also would like to thank those who are on the line. I really appreciate you calling in because it lets me know that I'm not here by myself, that somebody's interested in some of the things that I'm saying. Because all that we're trying to do, all that I'm trying to do, is give information that's going to help you in your daily and your day-to-day lives, okay? Now, we have this is the Ibrahim Speak Show. Those of you on the line are very well now, but this is for people that's going to chime in on the Internet. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9. Our last Sunday, I have to apologize. People called me and said, yo, man, I called in, you weren't there. I might have made a mistake in the first 15 minutes, but I don't think that was me because I have too much strange stuff going on with my phones. I'm sending texts out. Texts don't go out. A friend of mine introduced me to Texture. I sent that one Texture. Nobody got the text. I had to go back and redo the text 10 texts at a time today to make sure everybody got the text. So a lot of things are going wrong with this phone. I called in last week, Saturday. I called that Mac show. And he couldn't see the 1703. I had to call back on my other line before he could see that I hit one and was trying to get on the air. Coincidence? I don't know. Too many coincidences, you know, make you think, you know. I mean, Big Brother's on the move. And they want to know who, what you're doing, where you're doing, how you're doing, or who you're doing it to. They want to know everything, you know. So you have to be careful. I mean, I used to have a little blue card, right, that I used to use to get on the bus with. Can't do that no more. I had to go down, get one of their cars, get identified. They had to take my picture and all this his stuff. Now they can track my movements no matter where I am or when I go. So my freedom of movement on the bus, I used to take my battery out and move around, and they didn't know where I was at. But now, if I get on the bus and hit that card, they know every move I make, where I go. Big Brother is tight in his grip. It won't be long before you're going to have to submit DNA samples. You know what I mean? They want to, I mean, it's getting to that point that they're really locking down on everything that we're doing, what we're saying, because they know that there's a shift in power around the planet. They are, now, the European, they're a minority. I didn't mean to go there because I'm supposed to be doing a commercial here, but we'll go back to that in a minute. But let me just give a couple of shout-outs to some of the people who shows that I like, and maybe you tune in, you might like them as well, you know? Yeah, Brother Mac Show at 7752. That's the Legacy of the Nation that comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m., 6 to 7 p.m. That call-in number is 319-527-6199. He talks about some pretty good things, especially want to let you know who you are, where you are, where you come from, and the fact that you've been here already. So he talks about four or five different topics. Let me see if his number's on here. Yeah, his number's on here. So after I run the commercial, I'll let him come on, and he can tell you a little bit more about his show. Then we got Sister Tahira. She comes on from Tuesday to Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a two-hour show. This is the Keeps It Real. So those of you who like the real deal, she's a good person to call, okay? And you can talk about the show. Especially Dr. Jones. I really like this book. He's kind of calm like me, you know, and he's smart. And I'm not saying that she isn't smart, because she's smart too, you know, so I'm going to give her some props. She's on from 6 to 8 p.m. My calling number is 927-889-8059. Then you have the spoken word. That's Sister Tammy, that's Brother Will I Am Sister. She's on YouTube, so you can go on YouTube, find out more about what she's doing. I'm trying to get her numbers so I can give her number out, you know. So I'm trying to catch up with her sometime this week. But you can get her number on YouTube, too. I've checked myself. But normally when I check for her number, I don't want to be in a position to write everything down, so I listen again. So here we go again, you know. But it's called a spoken word. She speaks some pretty good words when you listen to her, okay? Now, we will be having a news show coming soon. It's called the UNA News Hour. So listen up for it. Now, you don't know too much about Marcus Garvey and what's going on, but they're going to take a channel on my blog, and they're going to be telling you what's going on within the UNA African Communities League, which is actually a government. Government within this government that we don't know nothing about, what they're doing, who's on what. The president is always, their president is always in Liberia trying to set up trade and all this stuff for everybody, but do we know that? No. They're not talking about what we're doing on CNN, you know. You go to the regular news stations, it's one of the, you would think very few black people even live in this country. You don't get no information unless somebody's dribbling a basketball or throwing a football, you know? So, so hopefully that show will be coming on soon and we'll be dealing with that. Now, there's a new sheriff in town. His name is Brother Franklin. He deals in gold. Now, you know, we need that gold because with the Trump and the boys is doing, everybody's switching off to the gold. And we can get on the ground floor with buying some of the gold. The gold is coming from Germany and Dubai, right? Now, the way they got it set up, it's a pretty good deal. Now, let me give you a thumb. His name is Franklin. You can call him, and he'll tell you more about the gold. And I don't see his number on the line here, so maybe I hope I didn't give him the wrong text. I did that before, too. His number is 267-393-6136. I thought it was a good offer. In fact, I joined up for it myself because I'm going to be buying some of this gold. 99% pure, you know? So I'm going to be buying some of this gold, and once I get it, then I'll tell you about how it looks and what's going on, okay? I haven't got it yet, but I'm going to get some, okay? So those are the people who shows and things that I want to talk about. Now, I don't know if, let me open up Max's mic so he can tell you a little bit about his show. I see his number. He's on the line. Brother Mac, are you here with us? What's that? That'd be 1927. Are you there? Brother Mac, your mic is open. Okay, well, I hope it's working okay because the last time I had to do something a little tricky to get me on his show. So I hope the same thing is not happening. Okay, hold on. Let me make sure it's not me. That's crazy. No, it's not me. My speakers, everything is on. Okay. So his mic is open, so if he wants to come back in later on, he will, and check in with us, okay? Now, now where are we at? Now, we're talking about, this week we're talking about health, and I went through the diet, what we eat, what I eat, how it can help you, and how it can keep you healthy, because the doctors, oh, wait a minute. Hold on here. So now I got two, Brother Mac.
Brother Raheem. I am,
yes
sir.
I got two lines, but you wanted. See, this comes.
I lost contact and called back in, but I probably didn't hang up one of them.
Okay.
All right.
Four big people going crazy. I got two or three lines. The same guy. What's up? Yeah, I just told a little bit about the show. You want to talk a little bit about the show? If you have a comment about what we're talking about health.
Yes, sir. I can inform you that Brother Frank is having a show of his own at the same time tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I got a notice that he's having a show from 8 to 9. And then a follow up one from 9 to 10, so that's probably why he's not on. But thank you, Brother Elohim. My show, Legacy of a Nation, is from 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday, and that's irrespective of the weather. But the mission of the show is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And we contend that we are Aborigines, that we are indigenous, that we are natives to these lands of the Americas, and that they have done their best to convince us that we came from Africa, thereby depriving us of our legacy, which is the land itself. And so Legacy of a Nation, in increasing the awareness that we are actually indigenous. We were here when Columbus came. We were always here. We've been here prehistorically. And Legacy of a Nation feels that we need to know that. And in finding out that we have always been here, we get to know who we are and why we are today the way that we are. Brother Ibrahim, my call-in number was given. You did it correctly, Brother Ibrahim. 319-527-6199, and that's from 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday. It's an interactive show. We invite you to call in and listen, and also to give input because we give references to show that we truly are natives to these lands of the Americas and all of the Caribbean islands, that we have always been here. But Brother Ibrahim, you said something that I'd like for you to elaborate a little bit more on, and that is the eating of the five vegetables that you outlined, and you stressed that they should all be eaten at once. Are you suggesting at the same time eating once a day?
Well, I'm suggesting that you put all five in at the same time because, see, when you eat, your system is anywhere from 97 to 98.6. That's the temperature. That's the oven temperature that's cooking the food. And when you put that food in, all of the food should go in at the same time to get the proper results. So if you put one cup of each of those vegetables together with the seasoning and cook them down, and I eat the whole thing myself. Sometimes I make a salad with it, but I eat the whole thing myself. And sometimes when I'm not that hungry, I'll eat part of it and eat the other part later. But when you eat, you should have some portion of all of those five vegetables going in your system at the same time. So if you're not making a whole cake, maybe you're making a cupcake or a pancake. You're helping enhance the body to make the perfect show, which is why we should be eating.
Very well. Okay. That clarifies. In other words, you eat all of the ingredients that your body needs at the same time, even though you may split them up into different times of the day.
Right, but you need those five vegetables at once when you eat, and it makes a big difference in your diet and your health. It makes a big difference in your body, you know. And one thing I do, because of the air and the pollution and all that stuff, I take a quarter cup of prune juice before I eat. You know, some people eat fruit, but I take a quarter cup of prune juice. That gives me the iron that I need, and it helps in the elimination process. You know, sometimes for some people, a quarter cup might be a little too much. Depends on how sensitive the system is, but I do that before I eat. And because if your waste is not coming out, I never talk about waste. I just thought about that. If your waste is not coming out properly, you're actually constipated. And what most of us don't know, if your stool is not 18 inches long, you're constipated. That means that there's gas toxins that goes back into the system that harms your body and your brain. So you need to get all that stuff out of your system and it will make a big difference, you know. So, but my suggestion is to eat all five vegetables as a nucleus to help you throughout your entire day, you know. And what I've learned too is that the body repairs and energizes all at the same time. So sometimes when you're like I eat. Just before I go to bed. People say, well, you're not supposed to eat before you go to bed. But the body needs that energy to repair itself. And if I'm actually still putting strain on the body, it's hard for it to make that cell as well. Sometimes I notice during the day when I eat, it might make me a little sleepy because the body's doing two things at once. Mm-hmm. So I normally eat at the end of the day. I just eat everything at the end of the day, you know, and that way when I do lay down, it's repairing and building the cell at the same time, but there's no more destruction of me working and doing things on the body. So it makes it easier for the body to do what it has to do. So I do recommend eating at night or eating before you go to bed. I do recommend that, you know, but you have to try it for yourself because different things work for different people. Now, everybody's body is not the same. So you have to try it. Sometimes you may have to substitute one of the vegetables. Maybe like my children, they absolutely hate Brussels sprouts. So what I do for them, I will get up the, butternut squash. And I make that it's a sweet vegetable. It has a lot of nutrient stuff in it. And it's a semi-substitute for the broccoli. Cabbage doesn't have enough nutrients in it for me, so I don't substitute the Brussels sprouts for the cabbage, although the Brussels sprouts is a little cabbage. But it's tricky when you look at the nutrients. Now, if you want to know what all the nutrients is in all the food, the government has a website that will list all of the nutrients, the vitamins and nutrients, everything for each particular vegetable, all the way down the line, so you can find out exactly what you're eating. Now, what I use as a guide, I don't specifically adhere to that, but the government has what the recommended amount of each thing, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, riboflavin, all that stuff. It has a recommended amount that you're supposed to have per day of each one of these items, iron, zinc, copper, the whole nine yards. So, but you have to do some checking on your own from other sources because, you know, the government is good as a guideline to start from, but you need to check other sources and other places and where you're getting the vitamins from. Now, it's imperative that you get off the grass. I can't say this enough. It's imperative that you get off the grass. These three things, give them up. Your corn, your rice, and your flour. Get off of it. Just leave the grain. Leave your grains alone, period. And the beans, if you're going to eat the beans, eat beans sparingly. Don't be eating beans more than twice a week because beans is a binder. And never eat beans and rice together. I know I love me some beans and refried rice, boy, I'm telling you, but don't eat them together because it's a binder and it restricts the system. Remember, the immune system is in your gut. So the better you take care of your gut, the better off you will be. Now, most of us don't talk about the upper digestive system. I talk to some health people and ask them, could you tell me what the upper digestive system is? They don't have a clue. They start foaming at the mouth and foaming, you know, trying to tell me what's going on, you know. But the upper digestive system is very important. The upper digestive system is very important to the body. And formaldehyde, see, formaldehyde destroys the upper digestive system. Now, where do we find formaldehyde? Are they putting it in the food? No, they're not putting it in the food. It's naturally occurring in the food. Especially with all your flesh. I'm not calling it meat because we're not supposed to be calling it meat. You know, it's flesh. All of the fleshly stuff that you're eating has formaldehyde in it. Why would nature put formaldehyde in the flesh? Because when something dies in the wild, the formaldehyde keeps it from decaying too fast so that the other animals can get in and eat it. You see what I'm saying? So that's what, and in fact, they use formaldehyde as embalming fluid. So when you're eating that flesh, you're getting that formaldehyde. And I would check to see how much formaldehyde is in the different meats. And this program is amazing. When you're eating the different flesh, the items, you know, I would check the formaldehyde levels. And it might not be listed on the package, but you can go to, well, Wikipedia is good to find out about the formaldehyde level that's in food, you know. And you can also check so what foods have formaldehyde. And the longer foods stay in flesh, the longer flesh stay in the freezer, the greater the amount of formaldehyde, because formaldehyde grows the longer that animal is dead, even in the freezer. So you have to be careful, and it will make your upper digestive system bad and your thyroid. When you're having all these little different aches and pains and you seem to be hoarse all the time and the temperature is not regulated properly, all that's coming from your thyroid, right? You have brittle fingernails, things like that there, pain in the small of your back. You know, you'd be wondering, why is there so much pain in the small of my back? Must be the mattress, you know? It's your thyroid. Or it could be the mattress, too, but in most cases, it's your thyroid. And the doctors, when they run the blood test, they don't actually catch it. So 3 tablespoons of coconut oil in your food on a daily basis will take care of your thyroid. Your thyroid problem will be good, and oil pulling will help you with your teeth. You know, most of our teeth are falling out. We're going to the doctor, pulling on our bottom of our teeth out. But the oil pulling will eliminate the bacteria that causes the decay of your teeth. And without that bacteria in there, your tooth will grow enamel back. Your tooth will become perfectly healthy, you know, perfect enamel and everything, you know, because my teeth was falling out pretty bad until I started. Now my bottom row is solid. It's just perfect. It don't do anything. And some of the teeth are actually growing enamel back. So I'm just giving you things that work for me. Okay, well, we got about 10 minutes left, so we got a little bit of time. Okay, so now I'm going to switch up just a little bit. And because, you know, I'm a Bible thumper, so I always go here every show. The Bible is not a religious book. Now, I know some people are going to click, hang on. Oh, click, 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 click. But that's okay. It's a history book given to you by your ancestors so that you don't make the same mistakes twice, okay? Why are we having so much trouble financially? If you knew how to read the book, right, then your financial troubles will go away. Because what cured Egypt, what Joseph used to cure Egypt, or to save Egypt, was a 50% budget. Now, we talk about that on economics. I'm not getting into too much. But economics, not next week. But during economics, we talk about that. Spend half, save half. Think about that for a minute. How many of you, and how much money would you have if you'd have saved half your money all the time you've been working? You would be paid. You know what I'm saying? Just $500 a month over a 20, 30 year period would be close to $120,000. Well, actually, it is $120,000. I don't know if you figured it out. But you know, if you spend half, save half, you don't need the bank. The bank actually needs you. If you got cash, you can get any house on the block. You know what I mean? You don't need credit or nothing. If you got that cash in your pocket, that house up for sale, you can go down and get it right now. Ain't got to worry about whether they're going to approve your loan or none of that stuff. But you have to make sure, but you have to get into the proper mindset in order to get that money situated properly. Stop renting. Why are we renting places? It don't make sense to rent. You don't get none of that money back. Buy a small property someplace. You get tired of it, sell it. You get your money back. When you rent, that money is gone, and you never see it again, right? Somebody uses it to put their children through private schools and all that stuff, you know? And you struggling trying to pay that little $500 to $1,400. Some of us spend $1,400, $1,500 a month because they want to live in nice places and all that. When they got shirts and properties that you can get for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000, you can buy a place. I don't want to really get into economics, but I just wanted to say that. But once you know how to read the book, you don't run into the same problems. Just another example of we got a hand up. I like to bring them in right away because they want to say something about what we're talking about right now. So we got 83, 84. Your mic is open. You have a comment or something you want to make?
Yes, on the economic part of it, we should invest in gold now. We should all have some gold.
So that's Frank. We already told you about the gold. Yeah. We was looking for you earlier. Max said you had another show on. But go ahead. You can. We only got a few minutes left. I usually do it halfway through so you have time to talk. But go ahead. Tell us about the gold thing and what's going on. Quick.
Yeah, there's a program now that you can get gold in small portions amounts. And what they have done, you know, the new economy, the cryptocurrency, so that frees up from the banks. And so we should all look into that.
You okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I can give you a website that you can go to and take a look at it and see what's going on in that field. They just purchased some gold mines in Madagascar. You know, that's Africa. So we got a chance of you know, own some of that gold that's coming out of Africa now. So that's what we should look into.
Okay, you want to give your call-in number and a web address?
Yeah, I can give a number that you can call, and we can explain it and go over it. It's 215-391-8384. And the web address is http://. therealmoneyonline.gogoldenone.
Could you give out that number again? Because I gave a different number.
Oh, the phone number. If there is another number, but the one. You can try that number. That might be Don Christian. He's in the program. And the number, my number would be 215 and 319-8384. And, you know, you were discussing the time of day that you eat and that type of thing. That is something that we do need to look into, and what activities our body is going to be trying to perform at certain times of day. And they talk about, you know, people are in these blenders, they are burning in fruits and vegetables, and you shouldn't do that. You should only eat either fruits at a time or vegetables, because they actually go through a whole different digestive process. So that's something to look into. And there's a fella here in Pennsylvania. He's a young genius, and he comes on Word, WURD, at 3 o'clock on Sundays, and he goes over a scheduling, you know, and you can go to his website. It's Dr. Paul's Herbs. That would
okay,
be,
yeah, I've heard of Dr. Paul. He's pretty good. I kind of like him. But we almost out of time here, so I suggest you next Sunday maybe call him a little earlier. And that way you can have more time to talk about the goals, because we're interested. I'm interested. In fact, I need you to call me after the show, Laurel, because I need to talk to you about purchasing goals, okay? Because I want to purchase some myself, you know? So and that's the problem that we're having right now. I got about 20 seconds left. I've got more time than that. Looks like I have to. Okay, well, I got 20 seconds left. So, anyway, this is the Elohim Speaks show, and I want to thank everybody that's on the line and those that have called in and said, things about what's going on, and gave us a little tidbit about the food or the diet or whatever, and about the goal in this show. Thanks for calling in to affirm what's going on. Sometimes I get the numbers all screwed up. what can I tell you? You know, it's been a long day. Oh. Okay, but this is the Elohim Speaks show. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9, barring nothing goes wrong. That's been happening lately. So, and the call-in number is 516-453-9230. The call-in number is 516-456-9230. Just to recap, Brother Mac, his show comes on Saturday. His calling number is 319-527-6139. Sister Tahira, her show is on Tuesday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. The calling number is 927-889-8059. And we have a spoken word, catch him on YouTube. And we have Dr. Franklin, who talks about the gold, how to get gold. It's number 267-319-8384. And we'll be having a Marcus Garvey News Hour coming up as soon as I get the protocol from them. So we're just about out of time. I want to thank you for calling in. This is Brother Ibrahim. And we will chat some more next Sunday. Thank you very much. I love you all.
Good night, big brother. Be well.